And now it's time for the Wild Side News with your host, Sydney Wildsmith.
It's a big, 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 big world out there, and yet it's getting smaller. As population increases, demands on our resources grow with them. And this is slicing the once magnificent wonderlands of America into smaller and smaller sanctuaries. So when we come across the last great vastness, it's time to pay attention. And we will when we return here on the Wild Side News.
Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
It's the 1st of July. Summer's ramping up. Temperatures are rising. As the Wild Side News charts its summer path, we want you to come along. So, welcome, friends, to the Wild Side News. Now, I'm getting reports that people are talking about this show. Strangers meet and find out they both are listeners. That's terrific. Thanks for listening. Pretty soon, I'm going to be changing the Wild Side News website to make it lots easier to find topics you're interested in. So visit in the future and take a look and enjoy. And pretty soon, the Wild Side News Nature Store will open its doors as an eBay store. And you'll be able to find some great stuff. Books, gear, art, music, and help keep the voice of the wild loud and strong. Looking ahead, we've got some amazing shows shaping up into the summer months. Next week, we welcome one of the true Earth visionaries, Dennis Hayes, founder of the first Earth Day, recipient of the Sierra Club's John Muir Award, and, well, tune in next Thursday to see where we've come from and where we're going. The week after that, July 15th, you're in for a terrific meeting with author, pop historian, and friend of the Earth, Chip Ward, who has out a must-read for anyone wanting to put into perspective the evolution of today's wild lands work. His book is entitled Hope's Horizon, and it's published by Island Press, a press you definitely want to take a look at on a regular basis. And then, the week after that, on July 22nd, the Wild Side News is partnering with the United Nations International Children's Conference on the Environment. You'll want to mark this on your calendar, as one of the world's most prestigious animal researchers will be addressing the children of the world here on the Wild Side News, to invite them to become active in caring for the living beings. Much more on this next week. And on July 29th, the Wild Side News will be doing a special show on the spiritual nature of nature, featuring a panel of America's leading scholars, voices, and visionaries who boldly proclaim the link, which all of us here on the Wild Side News accept, feel, and long to preserve. Plus, great news about parks, gear, fun, and summer wonders. So, tune your GPS here and come along live or whenever you want on our Wild Side News archives. Well, we'd best get on with this show. And now, the news. We had the threats of the day after, which brought to life warnings about global warming and made a whole lot of people pay attention. Well, if warnings have merit, here's a tip of possible things to come. A small South African coastal village is being regularly ravaged by marauding bands of belligerent baboons. It seems things went wrong when an outsider male upstaged the alpha male of the troop. He somehow has roused his followers to break into houses, storm church halls filled with frightened children, run about grabbing food and soft drinks from residents, urinating on food. It's caused quite a stink in the town. The attacks occur on average 15 times a month. Think they're trying to tell us something? Be nice. Be nice to animals. They're getting irritated. Extreme sports, extreme decorating, extreme nature, too, makes news. In Kirimaki, Finland, known for having the world's largest wooden church, townspeople reported smoke above the belfry, triggering a fire alarm in response by the town's firefighters. Well, the unusually wet early summer bred the false alarm, as a phenomenally large swarm of mosquitoes was mistaken for smoke in the wind, which, metaphorically, was the precise definition of the event. The once wispy population of American bald eagles that reached the edge of extinction when only 500 breeding pairs were reported 30 years ago is now ready to be declared effectively restored to survivor status, according to Tim Mayle, biologist with Environmental Defense. This is an example of what coordinated action with guidance from our federal agencies can do to serve our Native American wild species. Protections afforded by the Endangered Species Act do make a difference. We can all be proud of this achievement. Now, heed the warnings in our current era. It does matter. Take action. Save our living legacy. More on this later in today's show. And on a lighter note, lightning strikes are the number two ranked weather-related cause of death and injury in the United States. Only floods, which can remove whole towns, take more lives. The state with the most lightning incidents is Florida. Of the 3,700 people felled by lightning in the past 45 years, more than 400 of them have occurred in Florida. Lightning happens when clouds collide, causing friction, which generates charged particles. Positive charges migrate up, negative charges head down. This separation causes electrical tensions, which can only be settled by massive electrical realignment. We call it lightning. Summer's here, and storms intensify. Beware. Use the 30-30 rule. When you see lightning, start counting. If thunder occurs before you reach 30, head for cover and stay there for 30 minutes, thus the 30-30 rule. Cover can be good-sized buildings, cars with steel roofs, but definitely avoid tall objects such as trees, poles, and metal structures of any kind. You don't want to get zapped. A lightning bolt reaches 50,000 degrees, which is hotter than the sun's surface. People do survive, and their stories are for another show. As for now, that's the news. And I want to say a special greeting to the Get Out More team that's traveling around the country on behalf of Backpacker Magazine and a whole series of sponsors. That's Eric and Laura Poole. I had the pleasure of spending some great time with them, and they're on up in LA this evening at the Adventure 16 stores, and then after that they're going to head up into the Portland and Seattle areas and spend time with Adventure 16 and REI up there. And I just think you'd really enjoy meeting these people. You can find out about their schedule on backpacker.com. Well, it was 40 years ago this year that the American Wilderness System was born, after more than 10 years of work in Congress and around the nation. Our first guest is a lifelong friend of the wild and currently serves as the executive director of the Wyoming Wilderness Association. Liz Howell joins us from Sheridan, Wyoming, which is gearing up for one of the summer's first Walks for Wilderness this weekend. This is the first of many planned in the months ahead. Liz, welcome to the Wild Side News.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm terrific. Hey, listen, I spent a little bit of time in Sheridan. That is beautiful country up there.
It's gorgeous. We not only have the great Bighorn Mountains, we also have the prairies. And so you get a good choice any time of the year.
Yeah, you look one direction and it's flat. You look the other direction and it's mountains.
Never flat in Wyoming.
Well, okay. It's open space. Let's put it that way.
That's right.
And what's your weather like today?
Today, it's cool, and it looks like rain, but clearing. Tomorrow, we're having our walk for wilderness, on Saturday, and we should have a really beautiful day.
Oh, that's great. Well,
not too hot.
Why don't we, what you got planned for the weekend?
On Saturday morning, we have about 12 volunteers gathering to help organize and pull off the first walk for wilderness in our city park. We'll start in the city park and go 4 miles, returning to the city park. It's a celebration and of this historic year, which marks not only the 40th anniversary of the passage of the National Wilderness Act, but the 20th anniversary of the Wyoming Wilderness Act.
That's great. Well, let's talk about a little details in case people are in the area or want to make a journey over to Sheridan. This will be July 3rd, Saturday. What time is registration? What time does it begin? And how long can they expect to be involved?
Registration starts at 8:30 in the morning, and the walk will start sharply at 9, and people should be back by 10:30, the slow ones. The fast ones will probably be back in about 30 minutes. It's a walk of appreciation and awareness. We're making it also very fun with wilderness trivia questions that will be at the water stops that people will have to answer, carrying a card with them. And then when they return, the winners will receive great prizes. We have wonderful donations of wilderness posters, wilderness trail maps, Fox River hiking socks, and other events.
Now, as people take off on this walk, are they going to? What's the wilderness experience going to be like?
Well, it's a river walk. You walk out the park along the river most of the way, and then you cut over into kind of a marsh area, which there is a developed trail. Sheridan, Wyoming, to its benefit, has developed a great system of walking trails, and we're trying to take advantage of that. You're not really allowed to do an organized walk like this in wilderness.
Right. You know, from what I understand, this really is a community event, and certain people are getting behind it, which is part of this ongoing process of the Walks for Wilderness, is that it really does unite people to bring awareness of the local wilderness in their backyard or in their region, and it really helps to unite people to appreciate this. Why don't you talk about some of the people in your community and how this is coming together for this Walk for Wilderness?
Right. We couldn't have done this without Ralph Swain, who's the Regional Wilderness Program Manager for the Forest Service. He's located in outside of Denver, Colorado. He actually conceived of the idea, and he has great information to give you about a walk. He kind of, not only does he help you do the walk, he walks you through it. But so Ralph Swain, kudos to Ralph. And then the Sports Stop is a local outdoor store, and they've been really great help. They're very knowledgeable about putting on walks, and they do the great Little Horn Run, which is a 100-mile run up in the Little Bighorn roadless area. Cloud Peak Chapter of Wilderness Watch has been really helpful and involved. The Bighorn National Forest Service is involved. The Wyoming Department of Game and Fish is also involved. And also we'll have an art gallery. The Yule's Art Gallery is bringing their big bison sculpture over. It'll finally be finished. It's been carved on all summer and on Main Street.
You mean it's sort of like a community event?
It's definitely a community event. Looking for a really good turnout.
The bison, was this a community art project?
Yes, it was. They were having some art week activities, and the bison, this big cottonwood tree, was downtown. It's about 6 feet high and 8 feet long. And this gentleman, Bart Fez, carved this bison out of this tree, and he will be presenting it to the public in the park for our walk.
Oh, that's really cool. Oh, what a celebration. And then I guess after this is all over, there may even be some music by a local band?
There may be, but I haven't heard. I have a feeling that it may be difficult to... we'll have entertainment for sure, and we'll be giving away prizes and awards and some speakers. And I think it should be, there'll be information booths. The Game and Fish is having a wildlife display. The Forest Service is doing Leave No Trace wilderness camping. The Wyoming Wilderness Association will have Bighorn National Forest information about the forest planning process that's taking off right now. So there'll be lots of, and Cloud Peak Wilderness Watch will also have a booth. So I think there'll be a lot of interesting things going on in the park for a couple hours after the walk.
Well, this is great. And as I say, this is a whole series of walks for wilderness that are going to be occurring this year. Do you have some information on how people could, first of all, get a hold of you?
Yes. We have a website. It's www.wildwyo.org. W-I-L-D-O-R-G. I mean, W-I-L-D-W-Y-O.org. And the information for the walk that has all the fact sheets on how to get started on a walk for wilderness is www.wilderness.net, and then you click on the 40th anniversary box.
That's great. You know, at this sometime in the future, Liz, I want to get together with you because you've been working on a project to record the historical creation of wilderness. Why don't you tell us about that, and then sometime down the road here, we're going to revisit this.
This is a most exciting and inspirational project. We're calling it our Wyoming Wilderness History Project. It's our wilderness carries on the history and spirit of Wyoming. When people think of Wyoming, they think of wild places. And Wyoming people just love history. So we decided to tie the two together. And with this strong tradition of connecting Wyoming's wild landscapes to people, we went through all the testimonies from the Wilderness Acts from 56 to 84 and found about 200 people that testified for wilderness in those days. And out of that, we picked 33 writers to write stories. About 50 of those heroes were coming out with a book, presentations, and really involving the whole state in this project. In terms of the writers, one of the criteria for the writers was they have to be community-based in the community where the hero lived. So there'll be an archival research that will go into the American Heritage Center's archives.
Well, that's a most amazing project, and we're going to talk about that once you get a little closer to having this put out. You're going to actually publish it. Liz Howell, thanks for being on our show.
This has been terrific. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, have a great, successful Walk for Wilderness this Saturday, July 3rd, and stick with us. We're heading north to Alaska. Want to come along? You will when we return here on the Wild Side News, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.